Chapter 2. When there's been a storm and only one or two are left. A recipe for grit. It's better to have one true friend who wants to really do life with you, even when it's messy and hard, than 1,000 friends who are only there when things are fun and good and easy. Jess Johnston. I always wanted a sister. I begged my parents for one, and though they listened to my pleas, they never ended up giving me one. They did give me a puppy with horrible gas, though, and I loved her almost like a sister. I should also mention they gave me a brother, and he was, is, the best, but also has bad gas, but wasn't good at dress-up and sometimes cut the head off my paper dolls. When I was a teenager, I knew these sisters who were really close. They were each other's biggest fans and closest confidants. One of my favorite things about them was the way they didn't have any filters around each other. They'd call each other on their crap. They'd snap and apologize when they were in a bad mood. They'd laugh like hyenas at their shared sense of humor. They were brutally honest with each other, but they were here for it, and it's one of the things I loved about their relationship. I wanted friends, but even more than that, I wanted a friend who was like a sister. I wanted the safety of knowing we were in it together come hell or high water. I wanted to choose someone and have them choose me back, even when I made mistakes or snapped because I was in a bad mood. When I was younger, I was constantly searching for that one friend who was a best friend, a sister. I collected best friends like Lisa Frank notebooks and stickers, but it never worked out the way I pictured it, and I couldn't figure out why. But then I read that my personality type is a huge flirt. This was confusing for me and everyone who knows me, particularly Graham, who is married to me, because when it comes to flirting, I am really, really bad. It was the great tragedy of junior high and high school for me. Think Josie Grossi when a cute kid introduces himself as Guy. Yes, you are a guy, quite a guy, oh my, hey, that rhymes, yikes, bikes. Other times I resorted to small acts of violence, like when the boy I liked said I had cute toes and I kicked him in the face. Believe me, Graham did not choose me according to my flirting skills. But a couple years ago, I realized that I have focused all my flirtatious energy on friendships. From the time I was 5 years old, I was trying to collect as many best friends as I could on the playground. Whoever I was with at that moment was my best friend, and I made sure to tell them so. This got awkward when my best friends changed multiple times throughout the day and created some uncomfortable playdates where I found myself in the middle of heated friend triangles. The truth was, I really did feel like I was best friends with whoever I was with when I was with them. I also longed for the safety I thought I would find in best friendship. For some people, it's shotgun weddings. For me, it was professions of long-term friend-fection after about 1 minute of knowing them. You like cheese? I like...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?